Hello, welcome to Bob Star Radio with DJ Derek Spirit Fingers. This week, we're going to be listening to not all the Grateful Dead. We're going to hear from the other band I like to play on here when I'm feeling heretical, Railroad Earth. But we'll start off with Phil Lesh and Friends. This is from December 18th, 2004 at the Warfield Theater. This is a great, these three shows that they did in December of 2004, Phil Lesh and Friends, are just phenomenal. Featuring John Skian and Tim Carbone sitting in on a number of tracks. And also we have Steve Moletz. And these are just Chris Robinson as well. These are just great, great shows. So check them out. This one goes out to Megan. We were just playing this song on the banjo. Thank you.
create this way. Going down the road.
Four bucks and change, ain't that him insane? Hurt my ears to listen, shifting burns my eyes to see. Cut down a man in covers, might as well be me.
Can you put my breath now? You keep us on the run. Okay, now the man is hassling our people out here at the booth, so we're going to have to make this announcement about the fire aisle. You understand how it is about the fire aisle, okay? You got that? Everybody who doesn't understand about the fire aisle, say yeah. Well, man, you know, I just don't think anybody understands about this here fire aisle. But I'll try and explain it one more time so that you'll know that I've done it. Therefore, down the center of this here floor is supposed to be a fire aisle. Right? Right, well. Anyway, it's supposed to be there. Okay. Now, there's a... They have seats up there, you know, where you're all sitting and having such a good time, you know. Well, they're all afraid that those seats are going to burn up, you know. So y'all aren't supposed to smoke up there. Is that all right, sir, now?
Yeah, be sure also, your fire is in the fire aisle.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that lighting up back there?
Yeah. Hey, come on now. At last... But by no means least, the narcs are among you in force. Don't let them bust you just for hearing music.
Hey, listen, folks, the Surgeon General has determined the smoke is hazardous to your health. Now take heed, will you?
Alright, there you have it. The weirdos known as the Grateful Dead. They often said that they got along so well just because they were a little too weird for anybody else, reading all their science fiction novels and the like. Next up, we're going to go with Death Don't Have No Mercy off... Live Dead. This album turned on a lot of deadheads. Sorry about that. I'm a little spacey from a long weekend of seeing Railroad Earth. Still haven't quite got caught up on sleep, so I apologize, but here we go.
Walk out of it.
Oh, jeez.
You know, death don't have no mercy in this land. In this land, I come to your house, you know it don't take long. You look in the bed, find your mama is gone. Have no mercy in this life. See, now death don't take no vacation in this life. Come to your house. dying in this land. I said death will leave you standing and crying.
Thing again and play Railroad Earth rather than the Grateful Dead. This weekend, Railroad Earth continued an annual tradition of playing at the Sherman Theater in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Railroad Earth has played there for a number of years. It's where their fiddler, Tim Carbone, he lives right down the road. He called it a hometown show. The past few years, the hobo community, that's the Railroad Earth fans, have hired a couple bands, just everybody chipped in to, you know, have after parties. This year, Railroad Earth decided to make it an official festival of sorts. There was various music before and after all of the shows, including an open mic that a 16-year-old kid blew everybody away during this open mic. All of the old school Railroad Earth fans were in attendance, this being right next to where the band is from in New Jersey. I met a guy who was seeing Railroad Earth when there was only 7 people before their official debut show at Telluride, when they were just playing a few shows here and there. I really think that Railroad Earth is at their best when they do something like this, where they're all just sitting in together. They're playing music as much as possible. On the first day, Tim Carbone, John Skeehan, the mandolin player, Andy Gessling, the multi-instrumentalist, and Johnny Grubb, the former bass player, played together in Shock and How Boys. Then Railroad Earth played. Some members sat in afterwards, and then they, you know, played before. You know, it's just, they're just playing music, getting in the groove, really finding it. Sherman Theater, very nice crowd. It was not packed at all. Seeing Railroad Earth in the Northeast is not like seeing them on the West Coast or in Colorado. It's harder to sell out shows for bluegrass here, which I think in some ways is actually okay, because it means everybody has room to dance. I'm going to play 4 tracks from the second night of these shows. I hope you enjoy them as much as I did. I'm really looking forward to getting to listen to these again. I've actually listened to them a couple times since. These shows were just great. I think that Railroad Earth is the most consistent, solid, spiritual band of the jam bands, or whatever you want to call them. I think that they're just phenomenal. And in here we have a Dead cover. Interestingly enough, Railroad Earth they're not deadheads. John Skeen and the mandolin player, yes. But the rest, no. They've just been taken in by deadheads and followed by deadheads. And I think it's nice that they pay respects to the dead by playing some dead covers. Let's get into it. This is from November 26th, 2011 at the Sherman Theater in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. Thank you.
breaks up in the middle of that, cut into the wheel too early, and I have to admit my DJing was a bit of a train wreck tonight, so in honor of that, I'm going to play a song from the Grateful Dead in 1994, when a lot of things were train wrecky. This comes from the Desert Sky Pavilion. This was Dan Healy's last run with the band. He was fired for being an asshole, turning down Bobby all the time, putting pads over the speakers while Sting played and Crosby, Stills, and Nash so they wouldn't blow away the other bands, or blow away the fans, I should say, so they wouldn't outdo the Dead. But he was a great sound man, so, you know, you gotta give credit where it's due and be confused where you're confused. And the nice thing about this, Crazy Fingers, which maybe we'll stick it out through the whole thing, maybe we won't, but it is nice that it has the lightning bolt tone. This was a new guitar that Jerry got in 93, which has an acoustic sounding tone, even though it's an electric. And actually, Dark Star Jerry and Further has been playing with a similar tone lately, which I think is kind of cool. But I think that was one plus to the playing was a new tone for Jerry after 93. Here we go. There's a taste of what people are talking about when they say that the Dead really weren't on it in the later years. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna get out of there. I'm gonna go. Let's see. We only have a few minutes left. Let's see what I want to pull up.
Her song is black, show me more.